WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
How about some hail talk? Over the last several days, the Storm Prediction Center has logged nearly 400 reports of large hail, the largest of which was 4.5 inches in diameter in Hereford, Texas, on Sunday, June the 8th. But the largest hailstone ever in the United States, at 7.0 inches in diameter and 18.75 inches in circumference, fell in Aurora, Nebraska on June 22, 2003. But if you really wanted to see hail, where in the world should you go? The answer is a town in the western highlands of Kenya in Africa. Kericho, Kenya, has more hail than anywhere else on Earth. Hail falls on average about 130 days each year. For comparison, the United Kingdom averages only 15 hail days a year, and even the central plains of the U.S., where that large hailstone fell, averages only 45 hail days a year. Fortunately for Kericho, hailstones are usually small at a half inch or less. So what makes Kericho so favorable? The answer probably lies in multiple factors. The town is situated at a rather high altitude. Terrain heights in the area of the town vary from 1,600 to 3,000 meters above sea level. The terrain favors uplift, and showers are an almost daily occurrence. The height also puts the ground closer to the freezing level, reducing the likelihood that hail will melt. A factor that might inhibit hail is the location practically on the equator. A tropical clime is not the first place that comes to my mind as a big hail location. The area around Kericho is also one of the largest tea-producing regions in the world. How does that contribute? Well, the tea-growing region produces an abundance of organic litter that gets mixed into the environment, providing many nuclei around which the hailstones can grow. And the world's worst hailstorm? On April the 14th, 1986, hailstones weighing as much as 2 pounds rained down on the Gopalganj district of Bangladesh, with at least 92 people killed in that event. Amazing facts about hail. If you have questions about weather or weather terms, send an email to question@weatherbrains.com.